The Obama administration has made the control of human trafficking a central part of its at least public foreign policy message. But behind the scenes, are there ways in which the moral outrage over human trafficking can be overruled by political considerations? A new Reuters investigation finds that an independent office set up to grade efforts of countries to fight human trafficking seems to have had its recommendations overruled by State Department senior staff. Malaysia, for instance, with a very bad grade on human trafficking, seems to have had its grade improved in advance of the vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, another important foreign policy goal of the Obama administration. The State Department has denied any wrongdoing. But the apparent grade inflation is curious. Matt Spitalnik is senior foreign affairs correspondent for Reuters and a co-author of the investigation. He says while fighting trafficking may be a key goal of the Obama administration, it's not immune to political infighting by agencies outside the White House.
The State Department office that is set up to independently grade global efforts to fight human trafficking was repeatedly overruled by senior diplomats and pressured into inflating assessments of, by our count, 14 countries in this year's report. Among the countries that received higher rankings than recommended were Malaysia, Cuba, China, India, Uzbekistan, and Mexico.
Did you get a sense of what the reasoning was behind these changes or these interventions on the part of diplomats?
Yes, well, you can look at the country by country, that list that I just gave you, and see that there are a number of important geopolitical issues involved. Obviously, in the case of Malaysia, Malaysia was listed as among the group of worst offenders on human trafficking. The higher-ups decided that it should be upgraded. The key issue there is that, as you know, there was a very lively debate on the Hill in recent weeks that ultimately granted President Barack Obama fast-track trade authority for international deals. One amendment that was attached to that was that no country that was listed on the bottom tier of the anti-trafficking grade system would be allowed into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Another country, obviously, Cuba, at a time when the United States and Cuba are reestablishing relations, reopening embassies, and moving towards rapprochement. Cuba was also at the lowest rank in last year's report. Anti-trafficking officers wanted to keep them there, saying that they had not really done much to merit an improvement and upgrade, and the senior officials decided it was time to move Cuba up the list in terms of grading.
How can we tell if this is something widely understood throughout the administration that really suggests a very cynical kind of wheeling and dealing as far as this human trafficking designation goes?
Our findings were that there were 17 disputed rankings, and traditionally the anti-trafficking office itself, they are the experts on this issue, they win more than half of those. This year, they lost 14 out of 17 of those disputed countries. They won only three, and two of those are relatively minor countries as far as things go.
And the difference between what's happened before and what's happened this year is potentially a lot of very serious sanctions.
Well, this report does carry the potential for sanctions. Those can be waived by the president. They have in the past. And that's why this is it's an important tool of American foreign policy that the human rights officials and even some current and former members of the anti-trafficking team feel could lead to an erosion of the credibility of this report, not only this year, but going forward. An administration official I've known for years said to me after reading our story, kind of quoted a line from Casablanca, and I'm shocked there's gambling going on in here. Meaning, we know, yes, politics has intervened in the decision-making process when it comes to countries' rankings on human trafficking in the past. But what we're seeing here is a greater degree of that than we have in the past. And that is worrisome.
Matt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Matt Spitalnik is senior foreign affairs correspondent for Reuters and a co-author of the investigation on human trafficking and the potential for politics intervening in that process.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.